this is really puzzling in a way, Jane. The last year, the federal government hired almost 60,000 students to serve as interns in government, and probably something on that order, if not even more, this year. And you know, one, if you go into the private sector, many organizations use their interns as kind of a test period for future talent, particularly students in college. It's a time to find the best ones and consider and woo them, in fact, to consider joining the company or joining the organization after graduation. In fact, in the private sector, 50 to 60% of interns end up being hired. In the federal government, however, of those 60,000 interns, we find that it's something more on the order of 6 or 7% who end up being hired as employees. And part of the reason for that is structural. There are two main intern programs out there. One is called the Student Temporary Employment Program, or STEP, and that's a program that's not structured to lead to employment. And most interns are hired through that program. It's a it's a summer job for a student or some other youth, and then they go away. There's another program called the Student Career Experience Program, or SCEP. And that's a program that, for those of us who have been around for a while, it's the old co-op program. You bring a student on into a meaningful job. You give them substantive work. You have an agreement with the college that or university that they're going to be doing things related to their field of interest and their area of study. And then the nice thing about the SCEP program is that if you have enough hours of work, and it could be during the summer full-time and then part-time during the fall and spring, if you have if you achieve 640 hours of work, or for an outstanding employee, 320 hours of work, you can convert them non-competitively to full-time employment. Just, hey, you're great, we love you, how about working for us when you graduate? However, of those 60,000 employees, only about 14 to 15,000 come under that SCEP program, that old co-op program. So you've got this tremendous source of talent. And even there, let me just say on that SCEP program, only about a fourth of them, you can convert them, you can offer them a job, no further competition because they've proved their worth. Only a fourth of them end up in employment. So rather frustrating. You've got this tremendous number of bright, talented, eager folks who come in as interns, and only a very small percentage of them end up in the federal workforce compared to the private sector where, as I said, 50 to 60% would end up.
And, John, is there a lot of justification and paperwork and reports and things like that that the federal manager must do in order to get an SCEP intern in the first place? Maybe that's what keeps the numbers down.
It's not, Tom. There is a little bit more that's required. Basically, you have to have an agreement with the university. It's a memo. I mean, there's plenty of examples out there. It's a pretty standard format. Somebody in the HR office should know easily how to do this. Universities, particularly in this area, although, SCEPs can be employed throughout the country, but particularly in this area, all the universities know about this. So it's, you need a simple written agreement, and then you have to give them substantive work. I mean, it's not just photocopying and running errands. It's really getting involved in doing real work for the organization and basically proving your worth and your value.
And so when you say the interns are just not invited to come back into the program, do you mean to tell me that nobody just takes the initiative to invite them, or there isn't a government-wide effort, or where's the fall down on this?
I think there's a couple things, Jane. One, it's a mindset. I think federal managers, too many of them, don't think of interns as a talent source. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, these are the folks that show up in the summer or come in, in the afternoons during the rest of the year. and they don't think of them as potential talent for the job that have to be filled. And as you've been talking earlier on this program, there's a lot of jobs that are going to have to be filled. So that's number one, it's the mindset. Number two, it's a two-way process. And if an intern doesn't have a good work experience, even if you want to offer them a permanent job, they may turn you down. And I think in some cases, you know, they go into organizations, they're not given meaningful work. The supervisor, the organization's not prepared for them. They don't even have a place for them to sit sometimes. And they lose that opportunity to woo the intern and get them interested in the organization.
Yeah, they may have them stick them somewhere at a table opening mail, and that doesn't exactly bode well for a future government career.
Let's face facts. Interns are work. I mean, training someone, a young person, in the complexities of government takes a lot of time, energy, and work.
You're absolutely right, Jane. And I think interns, and we use interns here at the Partnership for Public Service, they're willing to do anything, but they expect at some point along the line that they're also going to get some substantive things to do. I think it's got to be a combination. And I should mention, at 10 a.m. this morning, so your listeners again are getting an early preview, we're actually going to be at George Washington University releasing a new report called Help Wanted, Leaving Talent on the Table. Copies of that report, I know you'd link it to federalnewsradio.com, and it's going to be on ourpublicservice.org. But we kind of lay out the issue here and give some examples of agencies that are doing good work. And I should say, for those agencies that use SCEPs, the co-ops, and convert them, DOD is by far and away the leader. 23%, a fourth of all students who are converted into permanent employment are in Navy, 15% in Army, and 12% in Air Force, which is a good thing since Air Force is going to be beefing up their workforce. There's a whole host of other agencies out there that are really overlooking this talent source.
Well, the old movie said plastics, young man. Maybe we should say federal
interns.
Acquisition.
Interns. We need
interns. Right. Interns and acquisition. We'll also be announcing, and you can look forward to a couple programs to try to help out. We're going to have an internship center that we're going to be posting, we're going to try to help make a difference here in connecting students. And we're going to also put together a student ambassadors program where interns who have a good experience go back to campus and they're on a stipend to talk about federal employment with their classmates. And that's proved to be a very effective program in terms of getting others interested in government.
Yeah, they may not think about it as a career choice, but really is a very good one, especially in today's environment.
Yeah.
Given the fact that it seems in federal government is going to hang out the help wanted shingle in the near future.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, 60,000 young folks, one of the best ways to determine who's going to be successful in the job is to watch them in the organization. Watch these interns and pick out the gems. And there's a lot of gems out there that are being overlooked.